I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 913, Prayers That Form Us. Sometimes written prayers or ancient prayers can get a bad rap. We wrongly assume that, well, they're just not genuine because I didn't make them up. I didn't think of those words, and so they can't be true or real to me. And that's just not so. And yet, God's people have had common prayers, ancient prayers, that they have prayed together for centuries. You see, it's very biblical. Prayers like that are more than just prayers, though. They're also formational, and that's what I want us to look at today. These kind of prayers mold our minds and souls as we pray. I want to look at just one today, and yes, it's in the Bible. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because when Jesus was asked the question, what is the greatest commandment, he gave the commandment to love God and to love others. In fact, that's kind of where we're going today. I've mentioned on other episodes of this podcast that I do love ancient prayers. I often pray, of course, the Lord's Prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray when they said, Lord, teach us to pray. He said, pray this, our Father who art in heaven, and so forth. I love the Compline Prayer. That is so beautiful. It's in the Book of Common Prayer. It's meaningful to me, and it helps me as I try to think through my day and pray for those who are in various situations that the prayer outlines. I sometimes use the Apostles' Creed as a prayer of what I believe, affirming it to God and to myself. Well, the Jews had one like that, a common ancient prayer that's found in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. It goes like this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. It's called the Shema. That's the first word. It's the Hebrew word for hear. And hear means more than just listen with your ears. It means to hear and obey, or follow, or pay attention to with your life. This prayer, prayed daily by God's people for centuries to this very day, was to soak into their souls continually. You see, it's more than a prayer. It's forming for them. It's affirming them of what they believe. It's reminding them of the God they worship. The God is not like all the other small g gods of all the other nations. This is the one true God of all time, of all the universe, of all that is. So over and over and over and over and over and over, daily, God's people would pray, and still do, this ancient prayer. And it firms up the foundation of their faith as they pray it. And that's what I want you to see today. It's not just praying to God, it's firming them up as they pray it. You might also notice this is the answer that Jesus gave to the question, which is the greatest commandment? Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. It's this verse, this concept that T2G is founded and grounded in. It's a statement of loyalty. It's a statement of identity. And yes, because it's not just personal, it's also communal, so it's a statement of community. I love the way Tim Keller put it. He said, what is prayer then, in the fullest sense? Prayer is continuing a conversation that God has started through His Word and His grace, which eventually becomes a full encounter with Him. The power of our prayers then lies not primarily in our effort and striving or any technique, but rather in our knowledge of God. So good. Here's the great question. Is there a common old ancient prayer that maybe touches your soul? Let's pray. We give you thanks, O Father, for the honor and privilege of coming into your presence and speaking with you and listening to you by your Spirit. Thank you that in praying we aren't just saying words, we're being changed and formed by the words that we pray. Thank you for the ancient prayer like the Shema and the Lord's Prayer and the Compline Prayer and others that are so beautifully written and spoken that speak truth and life to our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 914. In the meantime, in 1 Corinthians 8, the Apostle Paul modifies the Shema a bit to include Jesus, who is God in flesh. He wrote to the Corinthians, therefore, as to the eating of food offered to idols, we know that an idol has no real existence, and that, here it is, there is no God but one. For although there may be so-called gods in heaven and on earth, as indeed there are many gods and many lords, small g and small l, yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom all things, and for whom we exist. And here he goes, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we exist. You know, when you eat a meal, you might not think it's anything more than satisfying your momentary hunger. And yet that meal, eaten again and again and again and again, makes your body strong and healthy. And added together, the good nutritious meals of the days and weeks and months of your life give you life. I hope that you will pray today, knowing that prayers are like that prayers are what form us.